So I wonder what Isaiah thought. This is an amazing, amazing revelation from God. Oh, wow, now I'm going to go out and all of Israel is going to turn to the Lord. Read the following verses. How would you go with a job application to serve the Lord if the Lord told you this? Following verses. And he said, go and tell this people. Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? I think I'd like to hand in my resignation. What's happening here? Of course, this is an aspect that God revealed to Isaiah and to Ezekiel and to Jeremiah, and it goes down the list. There will be a few that will respond, a remnant, and that's revealed in the closing verses. But there will be those who will be hardened, and blindness will come upon them. The eyes will be touched. The heart will be touched. Now, this is the passage that's taken up in the Gospels to describe Israel's condition to the response of the Messiah. John 12. Let's turn to that quickly. John chapter 12. Of course, John chapter 12 is taking us towards the end of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And instead of Israel rejoicing that the Messiah has come, they want to crucify him. It's only 1 week before the crucifixion here. 1 week in John 12. Verse 38 or verse 37. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Can anyone give me a quote of where that is taken from? Isaiah 53:1. You are right, brother. The great messianic passage, the suffering Messiah. Therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said, verse 40, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. That is in Isaiah chapter 6. Ah, this is being spoken now in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's also another one. There's quite a few of them. Another one is in the book of Acts, Acts 28. A very significant quotation, a very timely quotation. Some have misunderstood this and said that God has finished with the Jew now and he only goes to the Gentiles, but that is not so. Oh, sorry, brothers and sisters. Verse 25 of Acts 28. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah, the prophets, to our fathers. So he said, I know what's going on. Here's another occasion of the Isaiah 6 factor. The rejection of the Lord Jesus and the judgment of God. When we think of the judgment of God, we think of what is usually known as the last judgment way back there at the end of the world, and that's where God will start judging people. No, he can start judging people now. Romans 1:18 says the wrath of God is being revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. People now, nations now, and individuals now are tasting something of the wrath of God. Romans 1:18. We may not be in a position to discern rightly who is being judged or not judged. We leave that with God, but Paul's saying everyone's in trouble with God. That's part of his argument. All the Gentiles are under judgment. All Jews are under judgment. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken that judgment for you, shed his precious blood. Believe in him and be saved by his grace. That's the message of Romans as he develops his argument. Now the Apostle Paul says, I know what's going on here. Isaiah already had it in hand. Verse 20, saying, go tell this people and say, hearing you will not hear and shall not understand, etc., etc., etc. And then in verse 28, therefore let it be known to you that salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles and they will hear it. Some have said this is the definite cutting off point, that God is definitely not interested in the Jewish people anymore. But that's a misreading of the scriptures. This will go on and on. This will be repeated down through time. Oh, Israel, God says through the prophet Jeremiah, oh, Israel, why will you die? Hear that? Did you hear that? That pathos, that agony from Yahweh, the God of Israel. Oh, Israel, why will you die? And then when Jesus came over the crest of the mountain and saw Jerusalem, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not. Therefore, your house is left unto you desolate until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They will one day. I trust that it's in my generation that we will hear that, or hear that this happened previously being raptured. So you see that there is the blindness and hardening. Now, here's a little note here about Gentile blessing. Coming Gentile blessing through Israel was no secret in the Old Testament prophets. We read over and over again that the Gentiles will be saved and that there would come blessing to the Gentiles. But all of the prophecies that we have in the Old Testament are messianic kingdom prophecies to be fulfilled after the arrival of the day of the Lord in judgment, the glorious arrival of the Messiah, and the establishment of his kingdom worldwide. So it's no secret that the Gentiles were going to eventually, the nations were going to be eventually blessed. But something has happened. Because they've rejected the nation of Israel, the nation of Israel rather has rejected the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus commissioned those apostles who were told to go out and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. A new program comes into force now. You will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Gentiles start pouring in, turning to the Lord, just as Paul's saying. Gentiles pouring in. God got a man ready. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, Jewish rabbi, experienced in Roman culture and Greek culture. He was a great bridge maker, you see. The Jews didn't want anything to do with the Gentiles. Okay? Peter didn't want a big problem there. No, Lord, no, no, I don't want to go there and talk to Cornelius. No, no. But the Lord got Paul ready, and he is ready for this huge program of going out into the world. And it even started with the Jewish people. What do we do with all these Gentiles now that have come to Christ, the Jewish people were saying, even in Jerusalem and Samaria and so on. What do we do with them now? Oh, they had a meeting, Acts 15. And the Pharisees said, they trusted in Jesus. Yes, they have to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. The Gentiles coming in. Acts 15:5. Oh, what's happening here? happening here? And so there was this council, and Paul and Silas went down also. Silas was a Greek. Silas was a Greek. Uncircumcised. And Paul took him down there. Put him right in the midst of the council. This is, and look, the Bible is the most exciting book to read. The most exciting.